In case you haven't heard, a federal judge has ordered that Alex Jones' company, InfoWars, to be auctioned off to try to pay off the so-called Sandy Hook families after there was, I think about a $1.5 billion judgment against Alex's company. The entire trial was obviously rigged. The whole thing was a gross perversion of justice. This should have been dismissed out of hand based on the First Amendment. The statements that Alex and his crew made about Sandy Hook, I mean, number one, they were opinion statements. Secondly, Alex was right to ask questions about Sandy Hook, given that the media is always lying to us. The government is always lying to us. Corporate media always lying to us. And of course, they lie about events that they're going to use to try to assert gun control or gun confiscation. And that's how Sandy Hook, the tragedy that it was exploited by the corporate media and by the government and by enemies of liberty, enemies of America. They exploited the tragedy. And then they tried to use it to shut down InfoWars. And so they dragged him into court with the help of the deep state. We know the FBI was involved. James O'Keefe already exposed one of the guys openly talking about how the deep state coordinated with Sandy Hook families to drag Alex into court because they couldn't arrest him. Alex hadn't done anything illegal. So they used lawfare to try to destroy InfoWars. Anyway, the court was rigged. The jury was all weaponized by lying mainstream media that published literally tens of thousands of false stories to disparage and defame Alex Jones. And then they had experts, so-called financial experts, in the court that would testify that Alex had all this money, I don't know, billions of dollars floating around somewhere that did not even exist. It was all a lie. And then the jury used that information to make its decision. And again, the judge, the whole trial was rigged. The experts on behalf of InfoWars were not allowed to present their case or their numbers or their financial analysis. This thing was a kangaroo court trial, if there ever was one. This is a symbol of the complete collapse of the justice system in America. Bottom line, Alex was found, quote, guilty, not criminally, but civilly, and ordered to pay $1.5 billion to these Sandy Hook families. Oh, and also, did I mention that Alex, not long after he did the initial reporting on Sandy Hook, he issued a correction. He apologized and corrected what he had initially said, and yet the court did not take that into account at all because the court clearly was ordered by the deep state to get Alex Jones. This was a get Alex Jones operation, 100%, all the way through. I mean, they threatened his legal teams. The shenanigans that went on, this should be made into a freaking movie series or an action series or something. The injustice that they unleashed against Alex was absolutely epic and wicked, truly wicked. Anyway, since that judgment, Alex has been fighting to keep his company alive. And there have been all kinds of shenanigans from the various courts. Like they ordered, was it a CRO or chief resource officer? I forgot the name, like a financial steward over the bankruptcy proceedings. And then this guy, who was some kind of clown, made it so difficult for InfoWars to even do business. Like he would restrict payments to vendors for products so that InfoWars couldn't have products to sell in its store. And the whole operation by the government was trying to just bleed InfoWars dry, bleed them of cash and put them out of business. And by some miracles, Alex and the InfoWars crew, all the amazing people there, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, Chase Geyser, Rob Dew, and others, they were able to keep InfoWars alive and functioning, which has been really critical for America, because if there's one thing we can all say about InfoWars, it's that Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right about the gay frogs. He was talking about atrazine, by the way, which is a gender bender chemical. Alex Jones was right about the need for water filters. Alex Jones was right about the dangers of the vaccines. He was right about the depopulation, globalist agenda. He was right about the faked pandemic, you know, on and on and on. He was right about the uselessness of the masks. I mean, we could go on and on. He was right about the Federal Reserve, the central banks, the globalist regime and their world control agenda with mass censorship, all of it. Alex was right on everything. That's why they wanted him silenced, because he dared to tell the truth. And importantly, Alex told the truth before the truth was popular. Yeah, I know that because, you know, I've been a guest or a host, like a fill-in host with InfoWars for over a decade. And, you know, I've been one of those people that's also been willing to tell the truth. And that's why I was censored and deplatformed and defamed and smeared and demonetized across every platform. You know, a similar kind of treatment as well. But Alex Jones was always the biggest and most popular, I mean, still is, the most popular alternative media personality and a news broadcaster, podcaster, whatever you want to say. Alex Jones is the biggest. Alex Jones has an audience much larger than CNN, much larger than any left-wing media outlet other than maybe the New York Times. I don't know. But Alex Jones and InfoWars are absolutely huge, and they have changed history together. And I have been proud to be part of InfoWars. I just hosted their show 2 days ago. I'm proud to have contributed to InfoWars, and I want you to know, of course, I was never paid a dime. Never asked for a dime, never got paid a dime. I always volunteered my time because I believe in the InfoWars mission. And the mission shall continue, I'm certain. But here are the details. There's going to be an auction. Apparently, this is a court-ordered auction that's going to take place on November 13th. So like a week after the election, a little more than a week. They're going to auction off the intellectual property of InfoWars. That's the websites, like InfoWars.com. I don't know about Prison Planet. I don't know what all the websites are. But the trademarks, copyrights, all the content. Like they can order Alex to sell his entire library of content. I mean, that is completely insane. I'm so glad that I have downloaded and now transcribed the entire library of all InfoWars episodes beginning in 2001, by the way, because I'm using it to train an AI language model that should be earth-shattering when that thing's finally done. Can you imagine? But they're going to force Alex to sell off, I think, even his social media accounts. How is that possible? They can force you to sell, like, if your name is Alex Jones and they can force you to sell off your Alex Jones username or real Alex Jones as it is on Twitter, that's insane. It's like forcing you to sell all your avatar, your likeness online. How can they force you to sell all of that? I mean, Alex created all this content. He should have the right to it. He should have the ownership of it, not a court-ordered forced sale of it. Anyway, there's also going to be an auction for the studio equipment apparently on December 10th. So that's going to be, I guess, you know, the cameras, the control boards, the studio, all the video walls and the lights and everything. And it's a lot of equipment, but I got to say, the spirit of InfoWars transcends any piece of hardware. You know, Alex can just go out and, you know, buy a $200 camera and $100 microphone and be back on the air from, you know, his living room. And he will be just as effective. I got to tell you, people don't watch InfoWars for the graphics, although they make it look nice, yes, but that's not why people watch it. People watch it because Alex is ahead of the curve, because he dares to tell the truth. People watch InfoWars because that's where they get information they can't find anywhere else. And I don't know who thinks they can buy InfoWars.com and somehow, I don't turn it against Alex. I mean, that's, if it's not bought by somebody who is aligned with the pro-liberty, pro-humanity mission of InfoWars, then whatever they bought is useless because everybody will just, you know, walk away from, you know, Infowars.com. If it's run by some globalist group, people will just say, yeah, screw that. We'll go to the new site, the new Alex Jones site, whatever that happens to be. And you can bet that Alex has a reasoned plan to continue to exercise his freedom of speech through some other channels. I don't know what those are. I don't have any inside information, by the way, in case you're wondering. I barely talk to Alex because the only time I host is when he's gone. So I never talk to Alex. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know that he's got a plan and he is not going to be silenced. He is not going to stop fighting for humanity. I know that. And by the way, in the original trial, you know, the judge declared him guilty even before the trial started. I mean, it was completely insane. He was declared guilty and they skipped the jury trial and they went right to the penalties phase, or the, what do you call it? The, where the jury decides the actual amount, the penalties, the dollar amount. He didn't even have a trial. This whole thing should be thrown out. The judgment against Alex is null and void. It's fraudulent. The Supreme Court should step in, or I don't know, some other controlling legal authority should step in and say, no, Alex deserves a fair trial. He never got one. This thing's null and void. But of course, our justice system is all twisted, especially while, you know, Democrats are in charge of the DOJ. But I got to say, there are some of the lawyers that were involved in the lawsuit, the civil lawsuit against Alex, they violated the law. There should probably be criminal investigations against those attorneys for what they did and how this was entirely rigged. But anyway, that part is already done. And now the question is, they're going to try to, you know, dismantle and disassemble the entire InfoWars infrastructure, hoping that Alex and his crew will all go away and that they will stop speaking. I can tell you this, Owen Schroyer is not going to stop speaking. Chase Geiser is not going to stop speaking. Harrison Smith, not going to stop speaking. They're not going to be successful at silencing Alex Jones and InfoWars, and they're not going to stop me or people like me from volunteering to be fill-in hosts as needed or to bring on guests as needed and to cover these important issues. I was just interviewing Gerald Celente on my most recent appearance there. I interviewed Jason Fick all about censorship. And I was even teaching the Bible a little bit on the show. And, you know, Alex gives me the opportunity to come on and to host the show because he knows that I'm also on Team Humanity, like he is. And the thing is, what's interesting is Alex never tells me what to say. Never. Never tells me what to say. Never tells me anything not to say. I can talk about literally anything I want on the show because Alex is not a control freak about what his hosts and guests say, and he's open to lots of different points of view. Alex actually has intellectual diversity, far more so than these leftists that demand conformity to their obedience, you know, their narratives. Alex is open to hearing all kinds of different narratives. He dares to ask questions. That's why they went after him. Now, by the way, the show trial against Alex and this absolute persecution, lawfare weaponization to try to silence him, this is truly historic. This is epic. And this has cemented Alex's position as a legend that will be seen in retrospect as a hero of our constitutional republic. Because the truth is going to come out about this rigged trial. The truth is going to come out about Sandy Hook one day as well. Because the cabal, the criminal cabal that initiated this lawfare against Alex Jones, this criminal cabal is going to be dismantled and defeated. And we might be very close to helping that happen at this election. Trump gets into office, Trump and RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance, and if he surrounds himself with good, capable people, then they can go to war at the executive level against the deep state actors, and they can gut the system that was responsible for the lawfare against people like Alex Jones. And that's exactly what needs to happen, because we need to restore the rule of law in this nation. We need to restore faith in the trial system. And we've also got to dismantle the corporate media hate engine that spews nothing but hate against Donald Trump. They hope that he would be assassinated. They spew hate against Alex Jones and hate against Christians, hate against conservatives and white people sometimes, and gun owners. I mean, the corporate media is a hate machine. It's a psychological operation. And the cabal imposter government is a lawfare machine that has weaponized literally every department of the federal government against the American people. Not just the DOJ and the FBI. I'm talking about FDA, CDC, USDA, which just authorized genetically modified wheat. So there you go. You're going to have like crazy spider genes or whatever they have in there in the wheat supply now. So when you eat your daily bread, you're going to be eating, you know, modified, artificial, synthetic, satanic molecules of shadow food. Yeah, that's happening as well. But my point is that all of these government departments have been weaponized against the American people. You know, isn't it interesting how pharmaceutical companies can just lie and lie and lie? They lie about the effectiveness of vaccines. They lie about the safety of vaccines. They lie about the origins of bioweapons. They lie and lie and lie. And yet you can't sue them, can you? They have legal immunity. No matter how many people they kill, how many people did the vaccines kill in America? At least 1 million people. There should be 1 million lawsuits against the vaccine industry, but you can't bring those lawsuits. They'll all get thrown out of court because the court system protects the vaccine industry, even though they are murderers. But what you can get sued over is telling the truth or just asking questions. Asking questions that are not allowed. Yeah, that will get you dragged into court and your company auctioned off and, you know, fined $1.5 billion or whatever the number is. Think about it. Alex didn't kill anybody. And yet he's treated worse than vaccine companies that murdered 1 million Americans so far and counting, and maimed at least 5 to 6 million other Americans, by the way. If Alex Jones had sold vaccines that killed 1 million people, he would be better off than for asking questions about Sandy Hook. Think about it. Because our society is upside down. The murderers are rewarded. The truth tellers are punished. This is the upside down society that modern day America and Western civilization has become. I recorded a sermon before this. It's actually sermon number 60 from the church I'm launching. Abundance.church is the website. And this sermon talks about the meteor impacts that are described in the book of Revelation. And the third meteor impact, covered as the third bowl, and this is in Revelation chapter 16, this meteor hits America, the land of rivers and springs. And it destroys America because America has become so wicked that God literally destroys America like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. And not only is America destroyed for its wickedness, its sin, its worshiping of blood and abortion and suffering, but the angels praise God for destroying America. They do. It's verse 6. The angel says, "You are righteous, O Lord, because you have judged these things, for they," talking about the Americans, "have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due." And then another, a high-level being says, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." So God unleashes a flaming mountain from the sky that destroys America, and the angels say, "Nice." That's how wicked America becomes. And they even say, "You have given them blood to drink." What blood is that? It is the blood of their wickedness, the blood of the children they have murdered, the blood of the children they have made autistic through their injections, the injections that are made of the tissue, the cloned tissue from aborted human babies. MRC5, WI38, these are vaccine ingredients that are from the flesh of aborted babies. These ingredients are grown and cloned in lab vats, and then they're refined, and then they're packaged into new vaccines to be injected into new children so that the vaccine industry, in its satanic, ritualistic, blood-sucking way, can feed the bodies of the dead children into the bodies of the newborn and the living. It's medical cannibalism. It's a satanic ritual. The vaccine industry is steeped in pure Satanism. And yet, the vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity. Why? Because Satan reigns supreme in the Kabbalistic government of America, in the lawfare legal system, in the science journals, the medicine journals, the corporate media. Satan runs it all. And Satan is granted immunity by the satanic system. That's why you can't sue the vaccine companies, but you can sue Alex Jones for telling the truth. Because Alex Jones, although he is not a perfect man, who among us can stand in perfection in the judgment of God? Alex Jones is not perfect, and he's the first to tell you that. But the good news is God isn't looking for perfection. God is looking for people who operate in the spirit of the Lord, in the spirit of humanity, in the spirit of truth and righteousness, who are willing to stand firm against the wiles of the devil and to put on the armor of God, those who will stand firm against the fiery darts of evil that are thrown at them. That's Alex Jones, my friends. Alex Jones puts on the armor of God, and he goes to battle every day for humanity. That's who Alex Jones has proven himself to be. He puts on the armor. He waltzes into battle. He unleashes his shield and his sword and his helmet of salvation in the name of fighting for humanity and Christ and God. And again, he's not a perfect being. He struggles like we all struggle with different various factions of what it means to be human. But God is using Alex Jones to fight for humanity. And that is why I know that Alex Jones will not surrender to the wiles of the devil. Alex Jones will continue to fight. InfoWars, the spirit of truth and justice and righteousness, will continue to live on, and it will, I believe, it will become even more powerful. It will become even more popular in its new form, whatever that form happens to be. They can't stop InfoWars through intellectual property claims, because they can't stop the spirit of God being expressed through his warriors who will fight for him, his principles, and his children, all of humanity. That's what Alex Jones is doing every day. That's what I'm doing every day, fighting for humanity, literally fighting for the survival of humanity. Because as you know, as I've taught in my sermons, I believe that God will wipe out the entire planet if we don't change our ways, and that it happens through seven cosmic impacts described in the book of Revelation. And the final impact destroys the entire planet. It's quite clear. It's literally just written in, you know, plain words. It's in the Bible. But we can change our ways, I believe. We can choose a new path. In order to do that, we have to be awakened to the presence of evil in our society. And it's people like Alex Jones that are the perfect people to pull back the veil, to break the spell of the sorcery, and reveal the evil demons and the lizard creatures for who they really are. Alex Jones is a spell breaker, and he is operating in a world full of sorcery, full of the pharmakia sorcery, the chemical sorcery, the linguistic sorcery, the psychological operations. But Alex Jones is breaking the spells every day. He's a spellbreaker. You're probably a spellbreaker listening to this. I'm a spellbreaker too. We break the spells and allow people to open their eyes for the first time. And we say, "Welcome to the real world, Neo. You've just left the Matrix. You are here in reality for the first time. What will you choose to do with it?" ask yourself that question, because for myself and for people like Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew, we are here to fight for humanity and for God's principles, no matter what. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com and the founder of Abundance.Church, by the way, if you want to hear my sermons. God bless you all. Take care. As you know, we are headed into some very dangerous times right now. The election coming up, you're seeing escalation of war around the world. You're seeing more violence in America. You're seeing war by these gangs like Tren de Aragua. Well, the state of Texas has just declared war on this foreign terrorist organization that has been taking over buildings in America. We've also got now a 0.5 rate cut by the central bank, the Federal Reserve. This is going to cause more inflation. It's going to cause more cheap money to flood into the system. You're going to see more food inflation, and you're going to see devaluation of the dollar rapidly over the next several months, especially as the government keeps printing trillions of dollars. Right now is the best time to trade dollars for things that will hold value and things that can help you prepare for what's coming. So here at healthrangerstore.com, well, I'm going to give you several different solutions here, but healthrangerstore.com, we've got some really strong solutions for you that are never going to be less expensive than they are right now. The prices are only going to go up as the dollar continues to be devalued. So show what's on my desk here. I want to give you guys a little tour. We've got Cocoa Energize. Cacao prices also have gone up significantly. That's got amazing ingredients for it. Check it out. We've got the pink Himalayan salt, which is a full spectrum mineral salt. We've got natokinase down there in the orange bottles. We've got extraordinary products available for you online, healthrangerstore.com. There's the monk fruit. Here's a zinc tincture that is really outstanding. Also, organic super protein mixes are available now, some plant-based proteins. On sale this week, you can always find what we've got on sale. Here's our MSM capsules. Many popular products across preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, home, including fragrance-free laundry detergent, and soaps and body care products that are ultra clean and laboratory tested. You get loyalty points on every sale. You got 5% off additionally with AutoShip and so much more. So check all of those out. HealthRangerStore.com is the place to find all of that. And of course, your purchases help support this network, our interviews, our infrastructure, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.io, which is the decentralized social media network, Brighteon.social, and so much more. Now, for the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51,000ths of an ounce of gold. The 1 has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln. We melted it down. We dissolved it. We did ICP-MS mass spec testing and also acid stone testing. And we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this. So I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold, and everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable, but inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are I believe those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical
silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com, and there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website, and they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do. And when we test their products, the tests always pass. They, in other words, they have what they say that they have. So the dollar is going to accelerate its decline. And if you look at gold and silver right now, let's bring up kitco.com. What is gold today? All right, here it is. Gold at about $2,550. It briefly went over $2,600 and it came down shortly, but gold is trending massively higher. It was barely over $2,000 2 years ago, February of 2022, when Russia first invaded Ukraine there, the Donbass region. Gold just peaked over, I think, $2,050. Now it's over $2,500 and it's headed into, I mean, who knows how high gold is going to go. It's not about speculation. It's not about having more dollars for your gold. It's about having more ounces of gold, because dollars are going to be history. It'll happen over time, not instantly, but the dollar is being destroyed by money printing. Hyperinflation is coming to the West, and people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats. These are the people who are going to have assets that still count when the currency collapses. And back to our products, healthrangerstore.com, these products are not going to get any cheaper. The supply chain is becoming more difficult, more expensive. You can stockpile these items, and we have many, many storable food items online at our store right now, healthrangerstore.com. Many storable foods. You can stock up now on freeze-dried apples and bananas and blueberries, and these have an extremely long shelf life. These number 10 cans are practically rodent-proof. They're easy to store. They're easy to transport. We've got fruits and vegetables and superfoods and miso and microalgae and so much more, either in number 10 cans or in pouches. And by the way, most storable food products out there, you know, kind of the low-cost kits where you buy a one-year supply for X number of dollars, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking real nutrition in terms of fruits and vegetables, especially they're lacking in vitamin C. You know, they can throw in a lot of calories with sugar or with textured, you know, vegetable protein or whatever. I don't know about you, but I don't consider that to be food. I mean, I want to eat real food and not just barely survive on, you know, processed crap, you know, with salt and sugar in it. If you want real food for the times that are coming, go to healthrangerstore.com, and you'll be supporting us at the same time that you are preparing yourself. And we thank you for all the support that you've given us over the years. And by the way, go to rangerdeals.com. Let me bring it up, rangerdeals.com. And this shows you, it gives you links to what I've mentioned here. Here's the prepper bars. Here's verified gold backs. Here's above phone, which is de-Googled phones. Kind of a good time to think about getting a phone that probably won't explode on you when your government remotely detonates it, right? So do you trust your phone? You want to get a de-Googled phone? This is the company, Above Phone. You can save $50 with this discount code right here. You can get satellite phones for emergency backup communications. You've got Connecta Mobile to defend your privacy with a service that replaces AT&T or T-Mobile. Here you go. We've got 10% off holsters, the best holsters in the world that don't break. I know that because I've been using them now for well over a year, and they don't break. We've got body armor where legal. We've got Treasure Island. Here's the body armor here. Treasure Island coins and precious metals. This is Shield Arms that has legal arm-braced folding AR pistols and much more. Custom Glocks. I mean, that's what I carry. So check out rangerdeals.com. Get yourself prepared. You will thank yourself based on what's coming. Times are incredibly risky, dangerous. Chaos is coming. We are, you know, a little over a month out from the election at this point, and who knows what's going to happen before, during, or after the election. But I'm not counting on there being, you know, peace and quiet. We're going to prepare for a collapse of the dollar. We're going to prepare for social or civil unrest out there, probably by the radical leftists. We're going to prepare nutritionally in case there are disruptions in the food supply. And I also encourage people stock up on natural medicine, because what's going to happen when, you know, if there's a bank collapse or if there are disruptions in the supply chain, you can't get the products that you need. We are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime right now. And this window is going to continue for many months to come. So get ready and help support us. HealthRangerStore.com and RangerDeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.